from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football with you until 10:35 tonight. Pirates swept by the San Diego Padres. They have lost four consecutive games, and it ain't looking very pretty in those wild card standings right now. The Buccos are 56-58, and they are really teetering for life. I mean, I'm at the point where I think after this past week, it's white flag time, unfortunately. Buccos are out in Los Angeles this weekend, a 10-10 first pitch against the Dodgers tomorrow night. 9 o'clock is when our coverage will begin, all presented by Pella Windows. And with that being said, we go out to the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And we welcome in former Pirates play-by-play voice, the one and only Tim Neverett, now a play-by-play voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Tim, I know that you have a lot of love for Pittsburgh and the Pirates and your time here, but I am down in the dumps. I am down in the dumps after this homestand, a 1-5 homestand, and things are looking very dire for these Buccos.
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed yesterday when I saw Jackson Merrill hit the home run in the ninth inning, and I was a little bit down on that. I was watching the game, and I just can't think, you know, it's one of those things where it's very difficult to figure out, you know, who they are at this point. You know, here we are, we're approaching mid-August. This is a time when teams' identities are usually pretty evident. But unfortunately for the Pirates, it seems like it's just up and down. They go on a little nice streak, and then they find ways to lose a few games. And, you know, I thought, you know, I see Kutch hit that huge home run down the left field line the other night, too. And I said, you know, this is a good omen. I mean, this means this team's going to start winning a few games, I think. But it just didn't happen. And, you know, as a result, it kind of hurts the Dodgers, because the Dodgers' lead in the National League West has been trimmed to 2.5 games after this afternoon's Padre win. So, you know, things are getting a little nervous in L.A., the team has not played well over the last 2 months, and they've had tons of injuries. Everybody has injuries. That's no excuse. But, you know, and the other thing is the Pirates always seem to find a way to play the Dodgers tough. So it's believe me, this is no gimme weekend out here in Southern California.
Yeah, that lead now, as Tim just said, just 2.5 games between the Dodgers and the Padres. San Diego has won 5 in a row. They have won 8 out of their last 10. Tim, I think you're one of the more perfect people to ask about this. So obviously you have not seen the Pirates bullpen firsthand all season long, but you 10 years ago saw some of the best work out of a Pirates bullpen in a long, long time. That's the level that this current regime wants to get to. Now, the Shark Tank from a decade ago would shut down games. In the last week, roughly, five games have been blown in late situations. Colin Holderman and David Bednar have combined to blow five games in the last week. So what was it about that crew 10 years ago that took this team over the top? Like, you knew this game gets to the seventh inning, it's over.
Yeah, you know, a lot of that, it was just a whole different feeling 10 years ago, you know, 10, 11, and 9 years ago. It was just a different feeling around Pirates baseball. Like, even around the trading deadline, you know, they would do something legitimate and go get somebody that was legit, whether it was a pitcher or position player. I mean, you know, we went out and got Justin Morneau that 1 year, and then mm-hmm. we get Derek Lee another year, Marlon Byrd, you know, people like that. Byrd had a big impact in 2013. But in terms of the bullpen, I mean, gosh, you had – I'm trying to remember the names that were out there. No, you know, Mark Melanson's cutter was one that he learned from Mariano Rivera. So, and it was at its peak at that point in time. I'm trying to remember who else was out there offhand. But you're right, though. It was a shutdown bullpen. And that was one thing that Neil Huntington, who was the GM at the time, you know, I think he had a pretty good eye for, and that was bullpen talent. And he understood the importance of building a bullpen. If you have a chance to win, you have to have a bullpen. And, you know, I did see the Pirates bullpen firsthand when we were in Pittsburgh earlier in the season, but, you know, I'm watching the Dodgers bullpen in the last 2 months, blow games, and we blew a 5-run lead in the ninth with two outs in Detroit. And, I mean, I'd never seen them do that, but the importance of having a good bullpen, you know, you can't say enough about it. I'm a little partial to Bednar because he's from Mars.
Yep.
My wife's from Mars. I spend a lot of time in Mars, still do. And so, I'm kind of partial to him. I want him to do well. And when I was watching him yesterday, you know, I thought, hey, game over, right? You used to think that, when we would have, like, Melanson come in, or there was mm-hmm. a time when we would have
Grilly.
Grilly. And then even Hanrahan at one point, you know, you'd say, okay, game's over, right? Grilled Cheese would come in, and he'd take care of business. I'm pretty sure he was on the mound in Chicago when there was the play at the plate that ended the game.
Yep. Yes, he was.
Yeah, secured the Pirates, going to the postseason. I'm pretty sure, yeah, I'm positive it was Grilly.
Yep.
But, you know, those guys were really, really good. And, you have to have a good bullpen. You can't, you know, in today's game, too, you got to remember that a lot of it has to do with analytics. So you don't necessarily have, oh, who's your seventh inning guy? Who's your eighth inning guy? Who's your ninth inning guy? You have your ninth inning guy more often than not. But sometimes if you've got the meat of the order coming up in the eighth inning, you know, you might want to change your philosophy on that to try to get those outs then and let somebody else pitch against the bottom of the order. I mean, that's we see that all the time in baseball now. We do it with the Dodgers. More often than not, it works. But the bullpen is such an underappreciated but absolutely 1,000% necessary element to a team if they want to win in October.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Tim, we had you on a couple of months ago when the Dodgers and Buccos played a series in Pittsburgh, and I think I asked you the same question then, and when you see the Pirates in 2024, and I know at that time Paul Skeens already come up, he pitched in that series, he will pitch in this series as well on Saturday night, which will be very cool. Do you look at the Pirates from somebody in your seat, and I know you might have a little bit of a biased answer here, do you look at them and think, that team's close, that team is close to getting to the next level?
You know, from the outside now looking in, I think they're competitive, but I don't think they're close enough. They got a couple of pitchers, starting with Skeens, who can get you there. But again, you've got to have guys who can finish it up. Cause I think his last outing, didn't he pitch well and the bullpen blew it. Is that what happened?
He looked pretty human, on Sunday. And then that was the game that it fell apart again. Yes.
Yeah. Well, he's a special talent, but you need to have more than just one really good starting pitcher. You know, you've got to really have three. And I think they do have three good starters that can get them through. But the thing is, they've got to be able to get to October. And right now, with the way the National League's going, the wild card race is tightening up top. The division races are tightening up a little bit too. So, they might be close, but I think there's some more work to do there with the Buccos. And I believe me, I keep an eye on the Bucs. I root for the Pirates. I do. I want them to win because I for all the same reasons you do, and for all the same reasons anybody in Pittsburgh does. But I just think that they're still not quite there yet. But they're getting closer, but not quite.
Talking to former Pirates play-by-play voice, now Dodgers play-by-play voice, Tim Neverett here on 93.7 The Fan. Tim, looking at those Dodgers, Jack Flaherty will make his second Dodgers start tomorrow night. Six innings of scoreless baseball, his first appearance as a Dodger, seven strikeouts and just one walk in that outing. So he will oppose Mitch Keller tomorrow night. I mean, you can talk about Mitch Keller here if you want to as well, but what should Pirates fans expect on the other side out of Jack Flaherty?
Yeah, well, first, I think Keller is very competitive. I like him a lot. But Jack was a great pickup for the Dodgers, in his debut against the A's. Now, you might say the Oakland A's are terrible and, wins and losses, yeah, but they actually can hit. They just can't pitch, but they can hit. And he really shut them down. This will be his home debut tomorrow night. So we're looking forward to seeing that. That'll be really, really good. But he's a local kid too. He went to high school just north of the city here. This is kind of like his dream thing. And he said that when he got the call that he was traded, he didn't really think much about it until he got on the phone with his mother. His mother reminded him, hey, this is a pretty big deal. You know, you grew up a Dodger fan. Everybody you know is a Dodger fan. Everybody in your family is a Dodger fan. And they all, a bunch of them flew up to Oakland to see him pitch last Friday. But there's going to be a heck of a lot more in the ballpark tomorrow night to see him go. But curveball, I mean, changeup's really good. Curveball is excellent. His location of the fastball is pinpoint. So, of the pitchers who ended up being available, he was the best one left. Scoobal of Detroit wasn't available, as it turned out. And, that's, I think, who the Dodgers were really focusing on. But Flaherty was a great, great pickup, I think. And he's an October kind of pitcher, and that's just what the Dodgers need.
I wish that this would have lined up just perfectly, Tim. They were off by one day. I was really hoping we would get that Paul Skeens versus Tyler Glasnow matchup. I think that would have been awesome.
Yeah, I remember when Glas was drafted by the Pirates, I was still there, and We used to do the Pirates caravan. And in the winter we get on a bus, a few players, broadcaster or two, and the coach or two, and we drive around Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, and other areas, West Virginia. And Glasnow was on my bus one year, and that was back when you could actually see his ears. He had short hair.
Huh.
But he's a good kid, and I've talked to him about the Pirate Caravan since he's been a Dodger, and he remembered those days, but he's come a long way since. So I think that would have been a great matchup. I think we see Glasnow win Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah, Sunday.
Against Bailey Falter.
Yeah. So... But Paul Skeens, just watching him in person back when we were in Pittsburgh, and then watching him on television a few other times, I mean, he's special, that's for sure. I don't think I've ever seen a guy pitch his way out of the minor leagues so quickly. And, the Pirates tried to keep him down as long as they could, mm-hmm. but he was just too good for that. And I really enjoy the way he pitches. I like how aggressive he is. And he's gonna help the Buccos to a bunch of wins. And if they do get to that next level, he's gonna be the guy to lead them there.
Yeah, he's an absolute monster. Tim, before we let you go, my producer Joe Nelson, he wanted to ask you a question before we wrap things up here.
All right, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, so we know that Mookie Betts has been out since the middle of June with an injury. We know that he's close to returning. Could that be potentially this weekend or maybe sometime next week?
That's a good question. He's not going to return this weekend, as I understand. He's going to travel with us Sunday to Milwaukee, and it looks like he's probably going to play. He'll probably play shortstop and bat second on Monday. If not Monday, then Tuesday. But I'm guessing it's going to be Monday against the Brewers. And the Dodgers really need him back. I mean, he's missed 42 games, and the team is 22-20. Without him, so he definitely has a pretty big impact on this lineup. And the way that Ohtani's been playing, especially out of the leadoff spot, there's no way they're going to move him out of there. But Mookie's hit second before, and I think I think when you have Ohtani, Betts, and then Freeman 1-2-3, you go left, right, left. That's going to be a pretty formidable top of the order, and they've got to get some other guys back too before the playoffs and get them rolling. And Mookie's number one on that list, but I'm glad you asked that question, but he's going to probably be back, I would say, in the lineup as early as Monday, but he will not play against the Pirates this weekend. From what I've been told.
There you go. Former Pirates play-by-play voice, now voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Tim Neverett. Tim, yet again, thanks for taking the time tonight.
Anytime. Looking forward to seeing all the boys tomorrow, and should be a lot of fun.
There we go. One of the great guys in broadcasting out there. I can't remember. He may have already been on his way to the Red Sox by the time I was at Waynesburg and I was a Lanny student, because Lanny would always get the whole Pirates broadcast team down there. Met Brownie a couple of times. I know Block came down there. So I think I may have just missed him, but he does outstanding work, and I'm happy that he is with a team like the Dodgers, and hopefully, he can be calling a game in late October and maybe even into November this season. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Coming up, we have Aaron Wilson, Texans reporter, just after the 9 o'clock hour, but up next we will quickly run through what those MLB standings look like and where the Pirates sit as of right now. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.